Hey everybody, it's JMS, and I am so excited to tell you my very first special is coming out on April 29th. Go to punchup.live/JMS, subscribe there, it's 100% free. You will get first access on April 29th when it drops over there. I can't wait. And also, if you want to see me live, I've got a bunch of shows coming up. I'm headed up the California coast and not coast. April 10th, I'm headed up the California coast and not coast. April 10th, I'll be in San Luis Obispo. April 11th, I am in Pleasanton, California. And April 12th, I am in Santa Barbara. Then I'm headed to Alaska, I'm coming your way, including a world premiere of my special on the 28th, the night before it comes out in Anchorage at Bear's Tooth. It's already filling up. It's almost halfway sold. Get in there. We've got amazing sponsorship by Sweet Caribou and Alaska Chip Company, and it's going to be so much fun. You're going to get to see it before everyone else. There'll be a Q&A. I have stand-up from one or two of my very funny friends, and it's just going to be a great time, so please don't miss it. I'm also coming to Juneau, Ketchikan, Skagway, Cordova, Fairbanks, Talkeetna, Palmer. So head over to punchup.live/JMS and get your tickets. They are selling really fast. Alaska, you are really shining right now. I'm so happy. I'm so thankful. A lot of people wait till the last minute. It stresses me out. And if I could stress anything, that would be so helpful to any artist you love and support. If you want to see them live, get the tickets the minute you find out about them. It helps us out so much. I know that's not always possible, but when it's possible, I'm actually running some deals right now. If you buy your tickets before April 15th for Alaska, because those are the ones I have control over because I put the tickets up myself, they are a little bit cheaper. So that's the deal. And also Tampa, use the code JMS. I will be there July 3rd. It's a pre-4th of July party. Use the code JMS. Save $5 if you buy before April 15th. Also, London, foggy London town. I already said that last time I recorded one of these, and I know you hated it, but you won't hate the show. June 1st. Don't miss it. My first time in London. Don't let it be my last. More dates to come in the fall, but the most important thing, please subscribe to my Punch Up so you can get my specials, so you can see when I'm coming near you, so you can see other comics near you. And if you have not already, please, please, please go leave a rating and a review for this podcast. We're having fun. And I'm having fun. And I love you. And I'll see you out there. Enjoy this episode.
I brought my agent to my show in the main room.
Oh yeah, how'd it go?
I bought my dick off. Farting in regular yoga class, fine. Farting in hot yoga is...
First of all, just want to touch on that. Not fine to fart in regular yoga class. Do you know how many shows I've done with people I didn't want to fucking see? I don't. A million?
All of my bridesmaids are wearing potato sacks. I don't give a fuck.
I wish I was worse when I drank so I'd stop.
Boy, the dicks I've sucked for literally nothing.
Here we go again.
Welcome to Slap!
Oh yeah. Well, 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 guess what? It's Slob's Pod, and we're back, and it's a special day today. It's Canada Day.
Oh, Canada.
Oh, Canada.
Can you see?
Thank you.
Nope.
That's not it.
That's Canada. Not.
Do you know the rest of it?
Mounties.
Oh, Canada.
No. That's absolutely, that's closer. You have the tune.
Maple trees. Do they say maple trees?
Okay, you know what? You're murdering the song. It's not a good song, guys. I can't sing.
I'll back you up.
Oh, Canada, our home, a native land. I get embarrassed when I sing. I'm not saying any more of it. That's it. True patriot love. That's fine. It's fine.
Oh, true patriot love.
But it's Canada Day. It's July 1st.
Canada.
This probably isn't coming out on July 1st, but
no,
here we are. We're
but
back.
But it's coming out soon. It's coming out on July 4th. It's coming out on America Day.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And I'd rather celebrate Canada, to be honest.
So would I.
Yeah. I think we should go to Canada permanently.
Come with me.
I really am thinking about it. And as a visitor to Canada, I don't even love it. I hate to say that. Everyone nuts themselves over this place. I went and I was like, this is Wisconsin. I hate to tell you guys.
Where were you in Canada?
I was in Edmonton.
Well.
And I was in...
Well, you got to go to Saskatoon.
Well, and I was in Vancouver.
Okay, I'll give you that. That's a fair argument. Edmonton, it's like saying you're in fucking Long Beach. Yeah, big whoop, it's fucking trash.
But Vancouver's like Seattle for Edmonton. Canada.
Yes, Vancouver's very similar. But like, I just, in terms of like, not just healthcare, but like safety for the city, yeah, and the cleanliness. Every, like our main cities, like if you go to Toronto, at fucking 3 a.m. after a night of drunks hanging out and drinking, the streets are still squeaky clean. Like, there's no trash anywhere.
Yeah. Someone was telling me a lot of people get stabbed there. I'd rather get stabbed than shot by assault rifle, for sure.
Yeah, you can outrun a knife, maybe.
Right.
Yeah.
But, or stab them back, or pepper spray them, or something, some other kind of weapon I might reasonably carry about my person.
Or at least try to be within,
I want to see what's in your bag.
Yeah, what's in the bag? Or at least try to be within a reasonable vicinity of, like, a knife. They'd have to run up to me.
Yes.
Pepper spray, a taser, a knife, these are reasonable self-defense weapons. They don't do anything against an assault rifle.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I will say I've never been afraid of guns in Canada.
Yeah, and there's rarely a mass knifing.
I've seen them. I'm not gonna lie. I went to a party once in high school.
That's true, you gotta be quick.
I've seen them. Yeah.
Kill 20 people by stabbing them. Yeah.
I mean, that's a hero. Sorry, go away. Wait, party in high school.
I was at a party in high school, and I remember my dad did not want me to go, and he was like, "You're not going in there, all these thugs." I'm like, "Dad, it's just, I'm in grade 9, let me go." And grade 9 is Canadian, yeah. And my dad drops me off. And you know what? When you're getting older and you think back of things with your parents, sometimes they were fucking right. So I get this party. Cops are immediately called. It's wall to wall. You walk in and you know those parties where you walk in and you have to grind immediately because there's nothing else to do? So I'm getting felt up. My tits are getting grabbed. There's 100 men. I'm like, well, I'm just getting fondled and that's fine.
And
right
you're
now.
Like, it's all happening.
I'm like, I have nowhere to go.
I'm at a high school party.
I'm like, I love this. I'm getting assaulted. Like, there's nowhere to fucking go. So cops come, and then we go, "Scoot, the cops are here." I get pushed to the back kitchen. I hear the oven door opening. I look. Some guy throws a fucking gun in there with a bunch of other guns. I was like, oh, my God. Oh, yeah.
And
Oven full of guns.
What a dumb place to keep your
guns. I thought it was
guns.
No, what if somebody accidentally turned the oven on?
What if someone turns the oven on to make a pizza because they're drunk?
No, when you're running out, the cops are there. You're not going to be like, I got to get my delivery delicio in the oven.
They weren't counting on the cops getting called,
though. No, but that's why they were throwing them in there because the cops were there.
I see. They weren't just in there.
Yes. No. They weren't hiding them.
But what if in the case somebody nudges the oven on and then it heats up the guns.
Now you got a party.
And now that's an American party. Fireworks in the oven. Those are guns.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. And then we left and that was it. That was the end of the night. I think I went pool hopping actually.
Did you
go pool hopping?
Like to pools?
When a pool's closed at night in the summer and you like hop a fence and swim.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like
I've
a public
that.
Pool?
Yeah.
Oh, I've never done that.
Really? That seems like something you would do.
I don't think there were no outdoor public pools where I grew up.
Huh.
Hmm. There are outdoor public pools in Canada?
Yeah, it's hot in the summer.
Oh,
yeah.
In Alaska, it gets hot in the summer. There's lakes, and then there's all of the pools are inside like high school gyms.
You guys don't have pools?
We have pools. They're indoors.
They're in high school gyms.
Yeah, they're in high school gyms. Or not even
outdoor.
Gyms. It's high school. It's a separate building it's the pool.
We have them in Wisconsin.
This feels like I was
open in the summer.
Yeah, they're open in the summer. That's it.
I don't think there was any...
People need to cool off in the city.
I truly don't think there were any outdoor pools in all of Anchorage. I could be wrong.
You're wrong.
No. But there were lakes.
There's lakes.
That's in addition to the pools. Yeah. We've got lakes,
No.
too.
In Alaska, lakes. People are like, well, that's nature's pool. And then it's filled with goose shit. You get a rash. And they're like, well, it's what you did. You danced with the devil. I swam in a lake. Yeah, well, you danced with
I it. Remember we were swimming in Lake Michigan one summer and we were like I had a really hairy roommate Chris Colson, if you're listening, and he came out and he was like covered in algae. I was like picking algae out of like his arm hair and his like back hair. We got home and turned on the news and it was like toxic algae at Lake Michigan. Accidentally touch any of it, shower with soap immediately. And we had like gone and gotten hot dogs or something. I don't know what we did, but we didn't treat it as it was sensitive.
Toxic.
We were playing in it.
Did he end up being okay?
I mean, he's as okay as any of us, you know.
Well, so it probably was very toxic.
He's currently alive.
Okay.
Poor guy.
Wow,
honestly.
That's wild. That's also like clinging to this hair.
So much hair.
Love the idea of someone seeing that and being like, the Loch Ness Monster is real.
He looked like the Loch Ness
Monster.
And
he's just like laughing.
He was fun. I miss him. Chris, I hope you're doing well.
I feel like anyone who's hairy and goes in lakes and comes out covered in algae has to be fun.
We had a great time.
I mean, if he wasn't vomiting like projectiling after that.
Yeah, he was throwing up blood.
Okay.
That's
an organ came out.
He throws up a whole like pancreas.
So one night pool hopping. So I don't know if you had this in because we are kind of close.
Can you guys, I feel like it's that chunk of America and Canada. It's kind of like, it feels like it's probably very similar cultures.
Well, we I think all three of us have the same.
But except for I didn't have outdoor pools, and now I'm fucking pissed.
Well, we had one summer where
a huge part of my childhood.
Do you guys know what aphids are?
Yeah.
Okay. So one summer, I don't know what the fuck happened, but there was
little aphids.
I was like, I do, and my brain's blanking.
They went like something happened. Like something happened in Toronto where they had to close. I worked for the city of Toronto. I worked at a wading pool. It's like the little kiddie pool, which you probably didn't have those either. The kids are just starved for anything to do.
All they do
in Alaska.
Would
have. Have to start doing drugs very early. Like we don't have pools. We have a broken down skating rink and opiates. Yes. Do you want to do some opiates?
Yeah, that's opiates for ranch. So anyways, this one summer they go, it's so crazy. The city had to shut down. Like I'm talking, if you opened your eyes, there's
like a plague.
It was a plague. So this is like maybe like 15 years ago. I had to close down the wading pool. I remember I biked to work. I biked home, had sunglasses on, got home, pulled my eyelids down. Layer of bugs in my fucking teeth, in my nose. Nightmare. So that night.
Oh my God, no, you were like dumb and dumber in real life. Just
worse than dumb and dumber. It was like, I couldn't even see and I have an eyeball problem. So I was like trying to like blink them out of my eye. It was so fucking bad.
Oh God.
So that night it was so hot too. So everyone was losing their fucking mind. So me and my friend Alexis thought we'd go pool hopping. We get to the pool. Layer of aphids. Just like the thickest. We still went in. I think we had a couple of pieces. We both jumped in and came out and they were just clumped to our face and we looked at each other. We were like, oh, we've made a huge mistake. Like we had to get
You didn't know that till you got out.
We got out and they were like stuck to us and we were like, why did we? It was so fucking gross. It's the one night too. Usually the cops come and like tell you to get out of the pool and
the
get like and
like,
shit.
Eat it now.
The cops were like, no, idiots are gonna swim in this. Oh, we swam in it. So
your face.
It was disgusting. No, it was really bad. They were like in our hair. And then we walked home in silence. Like, why do we do that?
Oh.
No, it was really bad.
Was it refreshing?
No.
Not even a little.
Because it was like, you know what? What's that swamp thing when he comes out? There's a.
Chris? Is that his name?
I'm Chris. Sorry, that was me. I am Chris. I'm also Harry. It's very similar to him.
I was going to say initially, was Steph your roommate?
So
I need to ask you this. And sorry, I almost interrupted. How did they get rid of that problem?
It was literally 24 hours.
Oh.
It was fucked. I don't know where the fuck it came from. I was wondering if you had it too, but I'm like, because I don't know if it was the whole, like,
I wonder
East Coast.
If like,
I don't know what it was.
Like cicadas, maybe they come out every 20 years or something.
It hasn't happened since.
Maybe they come out every, like, 20 years. Yeah. I don't know. That's
we would get
crazy.
Clouds of gnats.
Clouds of gnats? I'm itchy just having this conversation.
Oh, like above your head and stuff?
Yeah. The and they would, yeah, they'd be.
Is it we or were you like a pig pin? And you didn't.
No,
I feel like that would have been me. I'm like, they're just everywhere, and everyone's like, they're
and you're just and
you
you're
know.
Just covered in shit. They're just pieces of poo on you. We're like, no,
I guess there's some sort of play. And you're like, you're covered in shit.
You didn't wipe your ass again, did you? Just six flies.
How do you know? They're only around your asshole.
I had flies in my house yesterday, and I almost canceled my show. So I have a fly problem. House flies. I think I told you this. I broke my window once with my hand because if they're in my house, I have canceled shows before to kill the flies. So when I get them, I slam my fucking door so hard. My window so hard. My kitchen shattered. Glass.
Oh.
$80 to get it fixed. Jesus. Also, my front window. I'm like,
that's not that.
That's
bad.
Actually. Not
I know.
Bad.
Not that bad. Also,
I feel like that's not
hand.
Safe glass. Honestly,
no, it's not good glass. I'm like, please.
Well,
don't,
I mean,
don't
you
leave
slammed
my address.
It.
You know what you want to do is plexiglass. That's mm-hmm. what we used to break out the the windows of our garage door anytime we would forget our key. By we, I mean me.
Just you.
I think I saw my sister do it once, and then I just like,
oh, that's how you do it.
I was like, oh, that's how you get in the house when you forget your key.
That you're like, oh, that's the system.
But yeah, and so I would break the windows out, and as we broke them out, my dad replaced them with plexiglass because he was
so
like,
you
can't break these,
oh, so
and
funny.
They can't hurt you. But then I do recall like they were all replaced and just being like, oh,
I guess I'm locked out.
I guess I'm locked
yeah,
out.
That's
now.
It.
That's, and that's how you learn to remember things. That's when you finally were like, I guess I'll get on 80.
Not really. Yeah. I mean, I was a kid. I don't know. It's kind of crazy to me to remember how much time I spent unattended as a child.
Oh, no. I like it. Took
like,
me
I could have really been hurt crawling through a fucking broken window.
Yeah. I know
this
someone
was, like,
who died doing
part
that.
Part of my after school yeah. routine.
Yeah.
Well, there's like, again.
I'm like, how did I even get up there? I think, I mean, just, I don't understand. I must have pulled myself up and through. Like, how did I fit through the fucking whatever?
You're
I
just
was
inside
little.
Watching yeah, cartoons covered.
It's like,
in
if
black.
I was tall enough to get through the window, how was I not too small to get up there?
How old were you in this
questions
happening?
For another day. Yeah. That's what I'm asking myself.
I mean, yeah.
My sister started watching me when she was 11. So I think I was allowed to be home alone when I was 11. That was like the age of adulthood in our house.
Yeah, I was.
But my sister was 5 years older than me, so yeah, she was 11 and I was 6, and we were by ourselves.
Oh, wow. That is young. That's young as hell.
Yeah.
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 Like, I remember like when I found out that there was a word for that, I was like, oh, what's a latchkey kid? I think that's like what I am. And it is.
Yeah, when you're like, oh, neglected? Yeah.
I'm like, oh, that's bad. Oh.
That's... Oh, I didn't know for years because, like, yeah, when my dad left, it was just like, I guess you're now old enough to be alone because you don't have a fucking choice.
We can't afford for you not to be.
Yeah,
can't afford supervision.
Yeah, my brother was in sixth grade, maybe, and I was in fourth or something. But I didn't know how weird that was till I got older and heard a woman I worked with back when I had like a regular person job. I got to get home. My son, you know, he's gonna be home from school. I got to get there before him, and he was like 14, and I was like.
What the hell, you fucking loser?
I literally was like, well, what's wrong with him?
40's old. That's
my time I spent alone was like the nicest time that I remember of my childhood. I just would eat like a sleeve of saltines and be left in peace for the only time of my entire goddamn day.
Yeah, microwaving
just
a grilled cheese.
TV and eat some...
I was so sad.
Yeah. I was never alone.
Oh, wow.
My grandma would pick us up from school and take us up to dance class.
This is what happens when you always have eyes on you.
Huh. Yeah, this is what happens. Look at me. I don't have enough attention. No, it's a lot. It was literally my grandma would pick us up or my granddad, and then my dad would be home from work at 5.
Wow. Let me ask you now. Do you struggle with being alone now?
I love it. I'm obsessed.
I love being alone.
Me too. Except lately, because I don't want to be with the feelings I'm with lately. But for the most part, it's...
I
like it too much. Almost.
That's the problem. I used to, when I first moved out here, I had roommates all the time, and I was like, oh, I love this. But now, the second I've been alone, I'm like, I don't want you in my house. If a guy stays over, I'm like, he's sleeping over. Get out of here.
Dave and I are talking about moving in together, but I am we both have times where we're like, it's not personal. I just need some space.
Yeah.
And then we go off and do our own thing by ourselves. How do you do that when you live with someone?
Well, as someone who it didn't work out with, let me tell you what
But it didn't not work out because of that.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
You guys had a great thing going until he was a giant piece of shit.
Yeah. Well, and I'll tell you two things that I said were mandatory if we were going to live together. And we agreed on it from the beginning. There was no argument or discussion. 2 bedrooms.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And... at least 2 toilets, if not 2 full bathrooms.
You know, I've been just looking at 2 bed, 2 baths.
Yeah. Even if it's 1.5 bath.
Yeah.
Part of that was because I knew that Andy took insanely long shits. What are you doing in there?
Yeah.
Like just...
I take really long baths and I don't like for that to be an issue.
Yeah, you don't want to feel weird about it.
Yeah.
And that'll tell you, he didn't feel weird about it at all.
Yeah.
The longest showers I've ever heard. And I think most of
He didn't feel weird about a lot of things he should have felt weird about.
Yeah. Well, you know, live and learn.
Long baths are one thing.
Like talking to sluts.
That's true. That's true.
That's 1,000%
true. That's exactly it. But like long baths are one thing that's normal and nice and relaxing.
Yeah. And good for
long shits. Get in and out. Are you hanging out with your turds? Get out of
here.
I'll tell you exactly what he was doing. Disgusting. He was on his fucking phone talking to sluts like a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Well, literally a piece of shit. He's sitting on his own shit.
Yes.
Literally shit's hitting on women as he's shitting and being like, oh, yeah,
hitting on women and getting
I don't know
rejected.
How my relationship is going.
BRB, I got a messy wipe here. Like, what the fuck?
LOL.
LOL, I had some bad corn.
Meanwhile, the girls are like, I think you should pay more attention to your relationship. Yeah. It seems like you're having problems.
Yeah, you're probably right. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have sent this.
But 2 bed, 2 bath.
I'm going to go make a steak for myself and make it seem like I'm doing it for my girlfriend.
Yeah.
Wait, that's the ending of the whole thing.
That's our relationship in a nutshell. Yeah. I love you, Andy.
2 bed, 2 bath is good. And I think what you can do is going into it, both knowing you need your own personal space. You can be like, hey, we need to make a time of the week or day, or like bluntly be this honest. We're like, hey, I just need some alone time. Or like one of you should go out and go for a walk or something while the other one has time. Like, I think it's doable, but definitely you need more than 1 bedroom.
Yeah. And you can also have an agreement of like, so with our guest room, and I did this mostly because it was like working from home, quarantine, whatever. I got a little like do not disturb handle.
Wow,
which I did specifically
that's a
for
great
working.
Idea.
But you can go like, you know, if one of us needs alone time or like time with themselves, either work or just space, go in there, no questions asked, put on the handle.
Yeah.
And then And there could just be an understanding.
That is such a good idea.
But it's like, I think, have the conversation, because otherwise it's very aggressive to be like, do not disturb.
Put a sock on
just
the door.
Just passive aggressively. He's like, hey, I noticed you have like a new do not disturb sign like every week.
Yeah, it's just caution tape over the whole door.
Like, you keep adding new signs to the door.
How did you hammer
telling me to leave
wood plank on the outside of the door and you're inside? I don't understand.
This one's personalized. This one says my name in leather.
Yeah, even better, get really rich, buy a duplex.
Yeah.
Have him rent out the other half.
I think a uniplex would be a good start. Buy a house.
Or you could
a duplex with your lover. What a great idea.
Nice. Also, you find a place with a yard. That's a nice area to go outside. You have some outside space.
Start a family and just spend the entire time living like a really functional divorced couple.
Yeah. Get a yard with a bunch of tiny houses.
Yeah.
This is the kids' house. This is my house. That's your house. This is my other house because I bought all the houses.
The kids just grow up so spoiled sounding. Everyone is so confused. And you're like, we have four houses. And then they come over and they're all tiny.
They're trailer.
Like, these are tents. These are tents in a yard.
We're minimalists.
Oh, God.
It's difficult. I would say, you know, whatever you think is the right amount of time, push it a little longer.
I keep doing that. Like,
that's okay.
The more ready he is, the more I'm like, let's not.
Thank you
for saying that that's okay.
I think it is okay. And even though you don't have the same space you would want in your living space, I would say maybe even do a trial of, why don't you come stay at my place kind of regularly for a couple weeks before we have that? Like,
you know, so we do that.
Your eyes twitching.
He works from my apartment sometimes. Like, it's happened and it's lovely having him there, but it's also okay when he goes
away.
Yeah.
But does your apartment?
There just is stuff. It's like, I like having the office on in the background. Mm-hmm. I like working out in the living room. I like meditate. Like, just the stuff that I do.
Logistics.
It feels weirder to feel him watching me. And I think part of me is just feeling self-conscious.
Absolutely.
That someone's going to see me do all my stuff. Someone's going to see me like sit at my table, finish my breakfast, and then like do a puzzle for like an hour to start the day, which feels lazy when I have like other eyes on me. But I just really like
doing
my
your
life.
Puzzle.
But I think he also knows that you're doing this stuff. Like, it's not like it was something weird where you're like looking at the corner for 45 minutes in silence, where you're like, oh, this is going to be awkward. Can you just give me a minute? Just staring at the wall.
But
like
also, you live in kind of a big apartment complex. Do you guys have a business center?
Yeah.
Could he work in the business center?
Yeah.
I would say you want to
move
into
a new...
But
that doesn't then achieve the purpose how do we do when we're in a small space? You know what
when you live together, the other room would be the business.
Yeah, but we're not going to live in my...
No, but the office.
What you mean. Yeah.
So you wouldn't be in your space.
Yeah.
Or you could have a meditation workout corner in that other room where you go, I'm going to go in here and I've got my desk where I do my puzzle and my little meditation station and workout area right next to that. And that could be a thing.
What we did do is we spent a week in a hotel room in Las Vegas together. And I feel like a week is a very long time to spend in the same room.
And a hotel room where it's like...
it was a nice hotel room, but it was still one room.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, that'll really test you. I also think that you guys...
What? Go on.
Oh.
No, you continue.
He held up a sign.
Yeah, no, I got it.
But
this is
a tinted... It's like a
one-way
window.
No, I saw it.
Okay.
Oh, is that our... Okay.
We're going to quickly throw to an ad here.
Okay. Yeah. And then we're going to come back and I'm going to finish what I said.
I didn't read the sign.
Yeah. Enjoy the ad that we don't know what it is, but buy it.
Buy this.
And say you bought it because of us.
What would it be something like?
Like something horrible.
Trump. We're like, no, don't buy that. Don't buy that.
Hobby Lobby. Yeah, I don't fucking know. All right. We'll be right back.
And we're back.
All right. We're back. And here's what I was going to say is that you guys, by the time you start looking, especially because... there's rumors, this may never happen, but there's rumors that the real estate market is gonna take a dip. I don't know if that's true, and I don't know if that'll affect rentals. Mm. But you guys might be able to look into like renting a house with either a detached garage, ADU, like guest house type situation, and make that like the work space, or vice versa. This is your me time, puzzle, workout, whatever space. So that could be something like how Stacia has her little shed in the back of her house.
Yeah.
But somewhere in the valley, you could get significantly cheaper than
It's a studio. Don't call it a shed on the air. It's
I know.
Disrespectful.
It is. It's a little like glass studio that like probably feels like it's going to catch on fire when she's doing those afternoon classes where the sun is setting on Venice. But yeah, that might be something. Mm-hmm. So there's plenty of options.
A lot of options here.
Yeah.
And I think a big part of it is just talking it out.
Which you guys are already seem like you're very open and honest, and which is very nice.
We are both willing to show up and do the work in our relationship, which I've heard is all that matters. I've heard all relationships take work and are hard. And I have, he's a wonderful, incredible person. I think I told you both that before I left for Milwaukee, he was like, oh, no, Dave, my boyfriend. He was like, hey, how can I support? He texted me. He was like, hey, how can I support you leading up to your trip in Milwaukee? Like, do you have any laundry that needs to be done?
Oh, my God.
He's a saint.
He came and got my laundry and he took it to his apartment and he did it while he worked from home.
He did.
So, like, anything, like, we don't always have the same love languages. The little stuff doesn't always line up. But if I shoot for, like, the general idea, like, he's just great. He's just fucking great. And the other stuff is little shit that's worth working on.
Oh, yeah.
And that, I mean, that's massive.
Yeah.
Having a man just clean your
hair.
Soiled undies.
Unprecedented.
Insane.
Unprecedented.
Yeah.
And he was like, I'm afraid I'm going to do it wrong. I'm like, that is impossible. Yeah, all of my clothes could come back pink and you would be the best man I've ever known in my life.
Oh, yeah.
That's so nice.
My ex wouldn't even share a laundry basket when we lived together.
Your ex is a piece of shit. Yeah. And I'll say it again.
So, yeah. Sorry, that's fucked. That is one of his cum-filled socks touching your fucking garments.
Can we talk about the fucking...
Yeah, probably because he probably would have ended up with like other women's underwear in his fucking laundry at this
can
point.
Can we talk about the present that he took from your house, or do you want to?
I don't care. I like literally texted the girl. So he took a gift I had gotten for a girl.
He moved out last night. Moved all of his stuff out last night.
Yeah. The rest of it moved out today, and I went and like pigged out, but put it on my macros.
At a girl.
Yeah.
We track. We just track it.
That I was like, this is borderline probably my cheat day, but I tracked it, whatever. So all of his furniture and stuff got moved out today, and in fairness, the girl is, I know her through him. And the gift had been sitting there for quite a while. Because when I got it, she ended up getting COVID and there was no exchange. It was just something I saw, thought of her. And I was like, oh, it was one of those moments where you go, oh, she would love this.
Yeah.
Watch her get it and be like, oh, I don't fucking love this. But like,
Who cares? It was your gift.
He took it. And I was like, did you take the gift I got for her? And he's like, yeah, but I can just give it to her. And I was like, well,
No, you fucking asshole.
I was like, I got
people
it for
buy gifts to give them to the person. That's the experience.
That's the whole thing.
Of gift giving. That's why it's called that.
By the way, it's like God knows what he is saying to. I mean, he swears up and down that
I want to give him a disease.
He's not giving anybody he's not giving anybody a false story about what happened.
Wait, what one?
I don't know. I wish I had one to give.
I'm sure he'll get one soon.
At least a cold. I'm sure he will, too.
Whatever. I texted her, and I was like, just so you know.
Has worked.
Yeah, what's that? This is my gift, for fuck's sakes. What the hell?
I was like, just so you know, Andy's going to give you a gift, and it's from me, and I was the only one that picked it out. And yes, I'm an insane person for texting you this, but I want you to know.
No, you're not. Fuck him. Because he probably would just give it to her.
Yeah and be like, here's the gift we got you. And by the way, she was going to drop off a bunch of really nice hair stuff because she works for a hair company.
So glad
that I was
going to
give her the gift. She's going to get drop off hair.
That's psychotic.
I would make him fucking bring it back.
No, that's crazy.
I would be like, bring that back. No, fuck you.
I would if I didn't have zero interest in seeing him again. And my interest extends.
I'll be at the house. That's what he doesn't know. I'll be at the house with a disease.
In a bag. He opens the door. Yeah.
A disease in a bag.
This is a plastic bag.
And here's a gift for you. It's a cold.
Baha! Yeah, no, it's... I'm so not wanting to see him anymore that I am thinking about... So I have two unfinished songs with his friend that's a producer that I was going to do a full EP with, and I'm thinking about hey, can we just wrap up those songs? We're supposed to do two more and be like, just done. And also, like, the music thing was fun, but it's not what I want to do. It was just, like, a fun thing.
Yeah. Or how about you get to keep all of the relationships that you built through him because you didn't fucking do anything wrong.
That.
And those people were cool. And those people treated you well. And you made friends with a lot of his friends.
That's very true.
And if they want to have the boundary, that's theirs to draw.
And I will respect that.
And of course you would. But you don't have to say goodbye to all those friendships just because he was a fucking...
He sucked.
Twat.
No. And I have to let go of wondering what the fuck he would even be saying. But
and who cares? Because you also, if anyone's thinking anything otherwise, what they know about you, that's fucking, no one does that in a relationship. And also if he's talking shit, that's embarrassing on him.
It is.
Well, yeah.
And what you have told me is that his friends are like, oh, we are aware that whatever happened, it was 100% his fault.
Yeah, a couple reached out to me and they were just like, hey, you know, just letting you know I'm thinking of you and hope you're okay and so sorry and very much like, not the person I'm going to turn to in a breakup, but it was very nice of them to go, you know, we're all here for you and we all care about you.
Yeah,
no, that's...
But, oh, by the way, on that note, to segue into a thing that we should definitely talk about, he texted me the day that Roe v. Wade got overturned. And it's like, oh, sorry, you're going to pretend to care about women's feelings now.
Yeah, now. In what world?
He was like, oh, did you mean to text us to whatever slut you're trying to fuck literally in a red state right now?
I wish so badly that you had said that to him.
I said nothing.
I think it's better. Don't even give him the time of day. I think it's better. Especially,
like, don't pretend to care about women.
I really do. Like, it just has a good ring to it. Did you mean to text us to whatever slut you're trying to fuck in a red state
right
now?
No, it is good. No, it is good.
I'm going to screenshot that timestamp just in case for this clip. But I just was like, how fucking infuriating day. Oh, thanks, guy who's actively trying to put his dick in everything across America right now.
Yeah.
Really feeling cared for.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you didn't have the respect enough for the woman you were with to not try to throw your dick into every hole that would make eye contact with you, but now you care about women's health.
And how embarrassing to have to see the text where he was being rejected by the women he was trying to
be with. The absolute worst thing.
Wait, what was that?
Oh,
she's been talking about it on stage. It's so funny.
But,
I mean, it's fucked up that it's life.
Let me ask you this. What's worse? Getting cheated on? Or finding out your partner keeps trying to cheat on you and everyone they're trying to cheat with is turning them down. Because that's not a... You think your self-esteem hurts when your partner's trying to... is cheating? Imagine being like, oh, who the fuck have I settled for? That all of these people are like, hey, maybe you should think about, you know, really looking at what's going on. If this is what you're doing.
Have you thought about not being a piece of shit? Is that one that's on the table for you?
Is that an option?
We'll say, you know, and to be fair, there's probably texts I didn't see that maybe that wasn't the
case. There definitely are lots of texts you didn't see.
Oh, yeah. Like the amount I saw.
You only looked twice and both times there were mountains of evidence of infidelity.
Yeah. Oh, changing your ex to a different name? And by the way, shouldn't be giving out this hint to any men who still listen, which... probably are no straight men listening at this
point.
Maybe.
We maybe got a gay guy on board.
We have one.
And either way, thank you. Please, everyone, leave a review. We're loving the new reviews coming in. changed it to a woman's name. You fucking idiot.
Change it to so fucking funny.
Change it to Lance.
What a fucking
why would you fucking hide it under another woman's name? Like, you obviously knew that I might go looking for
it. Why did you save Crystal's name under Hot Maria?
Yeah. Or you change it to Aunt Merle. Really throw somebody off. What do you fuck? That's fucked.
Oh, yeah. Instead of Cheryl, you change it to
be like, wow,
Big Tits?
Yeah.
Seems like he really wants to fuck
girl,
his Aunt
I fuck
Merle.
All the time, number one. That's crazy.
It's like, was this all a ruse to make me jealous? Is that all?
Christ.
Did you want me to find it and like fight for your...
That is something that some people do.
Oh,
they try to make the person jealous for attention and validation.
I think there's people who also like kind of in a fucked up way. There's people who like conflict or like to be in trouble. And he had said once before that like he kind of like it was a weird like I like way before. I kind of like when you get mad at me.
Well, then he got what he wanted. He's in trouble.
See you, bye.
And he just moved his shit out, and that's what that looks like.
Now have fun in your apartment in the valley, bringing women home and having them. By the way, watch my fucking Instagram story. The amount of women who I assume he tried to fuck that have watched my Instagram story, because there was one day I went in after the breakup and I was like, hey, who the fuck is this? And he's like, what? Why? I was like, I assume it's someone you tried to fuck. And she keeps watching all my stories. So I was like, so could you either delete me completely off your profile or tell women you're probably now actively reaching out to because you're lonely and now don't have the I don't know what's going on with my relationship in the background to fucking not look at my shit.
Yeah,
or follow me, for God's sake.
Yeah, for God's sake, follow
her. You know what I think is the real big dick move is if you reach out to them yourself and you're like, hey, whore. They're just fans.
Yeah. Also,
like, I don't know who Andy is.
If you're following me because you're looking for evidence that we're still together, we're not. And let me tell you why. Because he kept trying to fuck every other person on Earth.
And I'm sure there are lots of women who maybe did like him and then see you and see that you're cooler and probably would rather be friends with you than fuck him.
Yeah,
you know?
Imagine that.
Well, look, let's just think of this. Now with what's happening in America and all these red states, he's fucking women and he's just going to be at some weird back alley abortion clinic once a month dealing with this. Because guess what? We live in hell.
Yeah.
This is fucked.
And that's more. This is a more important thing to talk about is like, what the fuck,
like,
America?
I'm stupid and I don't get, like, you know, politics and all this shit. But this is like, I didn't even know you could overturn something like this. I was like, I didn't know. I thought once it's a law, it's a law. Like, that's it. We're done. Like, who in their right mind was like, actually, I'm kind of bored sitting here. Why the fuck would this even come up?
No. And it's like, well, here's the thing. It's because all of these things, like, they didn't make actual amendments to the law. So any of these things could get overturned. It's like, that's where it starts. And then guess what's next? Gay marriage. And then have fun, Clarence Thomas, when the rest of the fucking Supreme Court is like, actually, interracial relationships shouldn't exist.
Well, and contraception and right to privacy, which right to privacy is how we stopped prosecuting people for being gay, because sodomy was legal so many different places.
Jesus.
And then they couldn't do that because you can't prosecute someone for consenting to a sex act with another adult because of Roe v. Wade. Like, this was a precedent for so many of our human rights.
Yeah. I mean,
human rights.
The tagline abortion is healthcare is not just a slogan. Like, my sister would have died if she had not been able to terminate an ectopic pregnancy.
Yeah.
An ectopic pregnancy is a pregnancy that occurs outside of the uterus. In my sister's case, it was a fallopian tube. It requires emergency surgery or the mother dies. This was a surgery where it was like, if it had been two more hours. My sister was in a wheelchair afterwards. Like, it was fucked. And she mourned the loss of her pregnancy. She's married to oh my God, I'm so dumb. He's a minister. The only word I could come up with in my head was magician.
I mean, so he could be
kind of the same thing, according to a lot of people.
He handled it himself. No,
bippity boppity, baby's out.
She's married to
praise
the
Lord
minister who she met at church camp when she was 15 years old. She's a mother of four. One is adopted, three biological. Like, poster child for why this has to be legal.
But
even then, the talking points have moved so far to the right that it's like, why does this have to be consistent with Christianity? Why does it have to be all of these other things when it's just no one else's fucking business?
No one's fucking business.
It's also like, why does Christianity have anything to do with the law?
I don't, that makes no sense.
What happened to separation of church and state?
No, it can't.
And I think the bigger thing, not that it's like the bigger overall, is like, sort of the veil has been lifted on this illusion that America is actually a free country, that America actually is this like majestic place where like good things can happen. It's like, oh no. And that's the reason that like shit like this can be overturned. Cause it's like, oh, anything to have a fucking talking point or keep people probably, I mean, God knows what else is going on if they are like, we better overturn Roe v. Wade. Well, what the fuck are you doing that people aren't talking about?
Yeah, literally. And what's going on behind closed doors? It's terrifying. And like the whole, if somebody was raped and they have to keep that fucking, fuck off.
Kids.
There are
this
states.
This is sick. This is fucking sick.
Kids are raped.
And by the way,
no, this is so fucked up.
I said this, I think maybe to both of you, to at least one of you, that like, that's going to be the person that like goes in and goes fucking rogue and crazy and does some crazy violent shit. It's not going to be some extreme liberal. It's going to be some girl who gets pregnant from her uncle molesting her and then has to fucking raise a child. She's going to lose her mind.
No, she's going to lose her fucking mind and go fucking.
And just like show up and go postal somewhere.
Yeah, no,
like,
it's not.
Oh, so many more women are going to be murdered.
No.
I mean, there are people who think that it's not that big of a deal because it just is left up to states now. But these laws are already being passed in these states where like people who need the surgeries now are not able to get them. There's a woman who at 23 weeks found out that, and I mean, this is just one story of so many, and there are just going to be so many more. 23 weeks found out that her fetus is not is inconsistent with life. So it's going to die. It's having seizures every day. And she has to just wait for it to die inside of her, oh, and hopefully for her to deliver it or be stillborn. They won't let her terminate the pregnancy. And
that's devastating.
That should be a woman's decision, to force a woman to feel her fetus suffer every single day.
That's just
torture.
This is fucking torture. It's horrific. It's a human rights violation. As declared by the UN, forced birth is a human rights violation.
Yeah. Also, where is the UN on all of
this? Whatever your religion is, freedom of religion does not mean freedom to be one religion. It means freedom to be any religion and freedom to be non-religious.
Yeah. And,
we do not have that in this country right now. It's so fucked. It's so urgent.
And it's so dark, because it's like, I don't know. Is this just the beginning? Like, you know what I mean?
We have a guy who messaged. Well, he told me he like messaged Stacia too. But a guy who has messaged me more than once, and I blocked him the second time that I recognized the messages. But he was like, "Babies don't care about your feelings." I'm like, "Is this just something you're repeating? Like, have you thought about like, no, you're right. They don't."
What is your argument? So I'm supposed to care about theirs?
What are you talking about? Like, literally, it makes no
fucking
sense.
Babies are not a part of this conversation.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah. Also, it's fucking not mothers' a baby. Lives.
We're the not fucking, talking about no. babies. We're yeah. talking about pregnancies.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're talking about a woman's fucking health and right to be fucking having her own damn choice of her own fucking body.
And if you believe that a fetus is a baby and can suffer, then why do you want it to suffer? Like,
yeah.
If it has feelings, it's in their fucking.
Because this ends abortion for fetuses that are not going to survive and are going to kill the mother.
Yeah, and it's
Trudeau. I know Trudeau was trying to. You know, people make fun of Justin Trudeau all the time, but he was like, I will allow all women across the border to get an abortion.
Well, I'll have his abortion right
now. It's
also
like,
Canada Day.
It's also great. I'm glad that's a nice,
that
that's a nice thing.
It's
way
like,
to bring
I think
it back
it
to Canada Day. My goodness.
I'm really segueing here. Yeah. No, but I'm like, it is true. They definitely would do that. Yeah. Especially, but it's also like flying with a baby at that stage is also very dangerous. Like it's, I don't know. Are they driving across the border?
Well, I don't know. It's not dangerous till a certain length of time, and that's something, but I don't know what the...
Do they let you fly if you're visibly, like, 9 months pregnant?
I don't think they can stop you. I think it's just...
I have gas.
Yeah.
Yeah,
prove
no,
it.
It's really...
But,
it's,
oh, but also, do you want to be...
Pregnant.
Yeah, no, exactly. Do you want to be the stewardess or, like, attendant that's like, well, you can't because you're pregnant, and then risk being wrong?
I know somebody who flew, and then something happened to the baby because it was not a good time to fly, and then they had to do, emergency.
Why did
birth.
They fly?
I don't know. I don't know. It was very fucked up, and the kid now is... It's, you know...
That's sad.
It's kids alive and, you know, thriving with, you know, but it's like, I think it was really stillborn and not stillborn, like really, really small.
Premature.
But when the whole thing came out, obviously we're comedians. We try making a joke. So I'm like, I tweeted this and I'm like, I thought this was like me being.
I liked this tweet.
Okay. So my tweet was, this is why I will never give up my Canadian passport. Taking my big fat rights having pussy back to a country that lets my big fat pussy make her own big fat pussy decisions. I can't talk. This woman, her handle is at TurksPinCop. Her name is Her Majesty Dahlia of Turkey on Twitter.
Of course.
She writes, she screenshots me, tags me in it. This is a terrible time to be this smug. There's a little something called empathy. Maybe try that, you miserable ghoul. A woman is saying, I was like, who are you mad at? Are you fucked?
I honestly think that people get their Twitter fingers heated up and then it's just whatever's in the line of fire. Like I think that they just probably were fighting with people. That reads like someone has been fighting with people on Twitter all day.
Oh, that is misdirected anger.
And was in fight or flight, which a lot of us are and were.
And we gotta start logging out.
But I was also like, I'm not trying to be smug. I'm like, I'm sorry that
no,
came across smug.
Obviously not.
I'm trying to be like, I'm fucking terrified to fucking live in this country. It's scary as shit.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
What the hell?
Yeah, it's also like to go like, it's have not, some empathy, you ghoul.
You
it's
ghoul?
Like, if it comes like, across today? As smugness to be like, I have rights, we are in a fucking pickle.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. But I was like, I was so, like, that made me like super upset. I was like, getting called a ghoul by a woman on the day where our rights were removed out of our asshole. I'm like, are you crazy right now?
And she thinks that she's a feminist.
Yeah, like, she's like,
and she's Canadian.
Right.
She lives in Montreal.
She's Canadian?
Like, yes.
What's the of turkey bullshit?
I don't know.
It's just her being a dumb cunt. Obviously, yeah. That seems to be the whole thing.
I changed her name to add, I'm a piece of fucking cunt shit. And I hate women. Miserable ghoul. I was like, this is wild. It's the worst thing I've been called in weeks.
At, I'm a piece Gotta of say, cunt shit.
Let's give it up to women being better at insulting, though. Let's say
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I will say that. It did hurt my feelings. Yeah. Most people call me the penguin, like Danny DeVito the penguin. I'm like, yeah, I've heard it before. Big whoop. Let's get some original content here.
But how great would it get to be to play the penguin in a remake? I would kill
could be,
for that.
I you could should. Be his, like, his long-lost daughter. Come here.
I do love the idea of Tolev and DeVito team up.
Oh my God. We'd
would
be
that
fun...
be on screen gold?
Buddy cops.
I mean,
me and my Uncle DeVito, hey, kid. Oh, and then I give him a noogie all the time.
Like, don't do that. New... People don't respect me when you do that.
That is going on the vision board. We're putting that down. That's
you and Double D.
I'm going to tweet at DeVito the second I get home and be like, look at my nose, DeVito. I could be the penguin. I could be you. I could be your daughter.
We could team up.
We have the same back.
We gotta make that happen.
He has the tattoo too.
He has the tattoo. We have the same broad back. We're both round, circular heads. Anyways, America's terrifying, and we should all
go to Canada.
Go to Canada.
Can we? Can Americans buy property in Canada? Does anyone know?
Yeah,
that's
I think
thing?
So.
Should we make a safe house?
You can buy it. You just can't go there and live in it. I think is the issue. I don't know.
How hard is it to get Canadian?
So in The Handmaid's Tale, and it seems like that's
where
the blueprint, women were able to go to Canada and for amnesty as refugees. Are we there yet?
I feel like it.
Because I've watched every episode of The Handmaid's Tale.
I didn't watch any of it because I was like, well, I don't need to feel worse.
That's
now.
What a lot of people say. Mm-hmm. I think it is a helpful playbook at this point. And I've watched all of them and... While watching it, and I don't think I'm giving any spoilers, but spoiler alert.
It's also, it's been out for a long time.
It's been out for a long time, but spoiler alert. I watch and I'm like, if only they had left for Canada right before, like, the law where, right, exactly. And I think that that's where we are right now. Like, I think we're in the point where it's like, fuck, if only we had left for Canada right before they handed out the cloaks. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yikes.
That's scary. That's a scary thought.
Yeah.
Well, why don't...
something, I mean, it's as simple as the wave of a pen and women can't own property anymore. And this erosion of our rights, it leads in that direction. Women weren't able to have credit cards without a male signature until 1974. That's 5 years before my sister was born.
That's fucking insane.
That's almost in our lifetimes. That's 10 years before I was born. That's almost in our lifetimes. We could go back to that so easily. I mean, that's when like Roe v. What year was Roe v. Wade?
I don't even.
It was in the 70s. It was around the same Jesus. Time.
Yeah.
Like that's fucking next, dude. This is not a joke. This is not a drill.
Is not, no,
I'm
this is
fucking terrifying.
73. No. That's fucking.
73. Okay.
Wow.
Jesus Christ.
Why don't I marry
so maybe
both
we got another year and
can we
can
do that?
Have
is polygamy
cards?
Legal in Canada?
I think we should all marry Dave. I really do. I think
Dave
we should all
community?
Marry Dave. Yeah, I put it on the table. He said he's up for it.
I mean, I'm Canadian. I
we
can marry,
we
I
need
can marry you.
Yeah, we're gay. We could get married.
Where are you going to marry her before you're going to marry me?
You got Dave. Hey, I don't have
Dave's
a Dave.
Dave's not a Canadian citizen. Dave's not worth fucking jack shit Canadian. In this situation.
Well, Dave's on his own then.
Why'd you think Dave was half Canadian?
Because you said we could all marry Dave.
Yeah, what was the logic there?
I think we should all marry Dave and then hold on to the rope and then go to Canada.
Oh, okay.
So we can
okay.
all live together.
Yeah, oh, yeah. And okay, we'll sneak in Dave's trunk.
Are triple lesbian marriages legal in Canada?
I think they might be. We'll all move to my parents' cottage
let's
and
make
we'll
it
live under the dock.
I'm willing to marry.
That sounds like a good plan anyway. Honestly, without
I
any
would
other
marry
shit,
you.
I kind of want to do that.
We might be getting desperate, and
I don't know. In the meantime, we could save on taxes.
Your hands are so tiny.
Do we have to do the sex stuff? You're holding our hands.
It's so tiny. That's, I like it.
They
I
are
feel
really
so
little.
Manly
I've held
and large
your hand
right
too.
Now.
You're so little.
I can do that for you.
When did I hold your hand? Did we say a prayer together?
Yeah, when the hell?
I don't know,
also,
but it makes
know,
sense.
You make me feel... I could be the butch.
You guys gonna start meeting each other?
Yeah, was that right a first question?
I don't know what's going on?
Were we gonna fight like, for dominance? I will get a mullet if I have to.
Are we at the beginning of an incredibly low budget porn right now?
We are, and we're gonna go film it right now because we have to wrap this episode up.
Yeah.
Up.
time to wrap it up. I think this was a good one.
Yeah,
I
think it is
a great one.
And I think, you know what? You guys should wrap it up too, because it's unsafe out there.
Yeah, wrap it up. Hey, guess what? Also, men, get a fucking vasectomy, you pigs. Yeah. It's not all up to fucking us.
They're reversible, by the way.
You idiots. Go get one if you want to fucking nut in people. Well, you pieces of shit. This is my PSA.
Yeah.
You fucking pig, get a vasectomy.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Blow dust and fuck off.
Yeah, we're already on the pill. Go get your fucking nuts tied around.
I'm going to go and make us a blow dust and fuck off t-shirt. And that will be for sale on our website, which
we love
is
this.
Which
to
we
come.
Will also make.
Yeah,
which
we will also make.
like, subscribe, Slobs Pod.
Yeah, on Instagram. Leave us a review. We're loving the ones you're sending in. We might start reading some of those on there.
Come see me in Boston. I'm going to be headlining Laugh Boston, and that is going to be July 15th-ish, I want to say. 15th, 16th? Come check it out.
It's coming.
Also be at the Tempe Improv in Arizona, July 25th to 29th, I believe.
And our little country star here.
Oh, just released a country song called Redneck Rhapsody. It got played on American Country Radio, the real live radio.
Yeah, girl.
In a little tiny town called Sholo, Arizona.
No one need to know that.
And I will be there on July 30th at the Elks Lodge. Which is the most country thing I could ever say, but it's the DJ out there. He is a comedian as well. He used to live in LA. Really funny guy named Chris Bennett. He's doing a birthday bash, so he's flying me out, paying me.
That's great.
It's gonna be just a little fun country bumpkin bullshit party. So if anyone listening to this lives in Sholo, Arizona, which what a name of a town. Love it. Come on by.
Yeehaw. Thanks for joining us. You have yourselves a good one.
Lock up your pussies. Bye.
So I'm shut. Bye.
Stormshot, bye.
Follow the podcast at SlobsPod. Follow me at Lara Bites.
Follow me at Steph Tolev.
Follow me everywhere on the internet at JMS Comedy.